Yeah. My kids are into Hanson now. Oh, you have no idea. You know, kids like to play the same song over and over again. Oom-bop, oom-bop, oom-bop. And the funny thing is, I've actually come to love Hanson because of it, and I'll tell you why. You know why? Because these kids are a giant rehab festival just waiting to happen. Oh, yeah. They are gonna crash and burn so quickly, it's gonna be fucking great. Their parents might as well call up Willis and Gary Coleman right now and have a meeting. I can't wait. Especially the drummer. What's he, 6? Oh yeah, great. Oh yeah. Oh, he's going down. Mark my words. Oh yeah. They're gonna find him in a motel room with a hooker and an 8-ball. Mark my words. Mark my words. Yeah. He's gonna actually be all the way up inside the hooker's vagina. You know what I mean? They're gonna have to pull him out. Come on. What are you doing? I don't know. I'm 6 and I have credit cards. What the fuck? Oom-boppy, oom-boppy, oom-boppy. I got good kids. I love my kids. I'm trying to bring them up the right way. I'm not spanking them. I find that I don't have to spank them. I find that waving the gun around pretty much gets the same job done. Mm-hmm. Because they're trying to kill me, they are. You know, I try to explain the rules to them, you know what I mean? The rules go in one ear and out the other. Close the door. How hard can that be to remember? Close the door. You just open it, close it behind you. I have a dog, I've seen him close the door with his nose. And he's a dog. Apparently a kid's dream house is just a house with no doors. The leaves blow in, there's bats flying around in there, they don't care. Started out with 2 kids, now we think there's 12. Starting to think that other parents are dropping their kids off at my house so they can puke, shit their pants, break stuff, and then leave. That's what the dog told me. They are unbelievable. You know, if you don't have kids, I don't know how to describe it to you. I really don't. I don't know how to describe it to you. You know, it's like, I don't know what it's like. It's like having drunken midgets around the house. That's what it's like, folks. That's what it's like. It's like a rodeo clown car pulled up and 15 rodeo clowns got out and they're running around and you can't catch them. It's like there's monkeys on acid hanging off the lights. Come down and you can't reach them. Come down. You keep thinking that they're gonna wake up one day and they'll go, oh, now I know the rules, but they don't. Just like listening to Oom-bop over and over again. Every day is the same thing. It always starts the same exact way. Close the door. Give me that bag of Oreos. You're not having Oreos for breakfast. No TV right now. Close the door. No, leave the dog alone. Will you please find your shoes? Give me that bag of Oreos. Find your shoes. You put your shoes on. I don't know where your shoes are. I didn't have your shoes on. Close the door. Put that. No, don't cut the dog's hair right now. Come on. Those are his shoes. Go tell him you have his shoes and then find your shoes. Close that door. Put the phone down. Who are you calling? You're too young to call anybody. Don't feed Oreos to the dog. Give me that bag of Oreos. No. Close that door. Yeah, no. Those are your shoes. They have to be. Who are you? I want ID. Let me see some ID. And your life, immediately when they hit age 5, becomes about quiet. You just want peace and quiet. That's all you want. You want the fighting to stop. Can't we all just get along? You turn into Rodney King, you do. If you don't have kids, take this note down. Don't buy the toys that make the noise. That's the key thing. If there's a toy that has a button on it that makes noise, they're gonna press that button like Bart Simpson over and over again for days at a time. Blah, 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 blah. The friends come over, hey, cool, blah, 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 blah. Oh my God. So you stop buying the toys that make the noise. But then you know what happens? The in-laws buy the toys that make the noise, they drop them off at your house, and then they leave! And you're stuck with the toys that make the noise. You heard about the Darth Vader bank toy? Oh, let me tell you about this toy. So don't buy this toy, mark that down too. The toy is this big. It's bigger than the kids. It's Darth Vader. He's standing like this. He's got that super duper Oakland Raiders helmet on. You know what I mean? Here's the gig with the toy. The kids put money in the front of the mask, okay? And here's what happens immediately after the coin goes in.
Three to four, Luke.
For 15 fucking minutes. And they bring the other kids from the other houses over and they put money in. So it goes on for hours.
Use the fourth, Luke.
The third day, the mechanism breaks. Yes. See, now it doesn't need money to go off. It just goes off randomly in the middle of the night. And in my house, my kids and my wife, they sleep like wood, not me. I'm an insomniac. I find myself 40 years old, naked, creeping to go to the bathroom in my house like this, just so I don't have to hear James Earl Jones' fucking voice. And right at the last step, right before I have to go to the bathroom, I always hear,
Dennis, I'm on again. Come here and turn me off.
I'm giving the finger to Darth Vader in the middle of the night. Isn't that right? Shut up. And now he's full of money, and we can't get the money out, and he's still talking to us.
I have all the money.
Just want some peace. Quiet. I don't want the dangerous quiet. You know what that is, right? That's the one during the day when the kids are in the house and you're in the kitchen reading the paper, right? Reading the paper for about 15 minutes. And slowly it dawns on you. Hey, wait a minute. Hello? Uh-oh. Go in the dining room, nobody. Living room, nobody. Go by the bedrooms and by the bathroom. I hear this little voice inside the bathroom. It's my daughter. I'm thinking, she doesn't like to take baths at all. Never mind, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What's she doing? I open the door. You know what she's doing? She's giving the dog a bath in the toilet. Oh, yeah, she's soaping him up and singing away. And like some weird Vegas magician, I got to pull a dog out of a toilet. Like the great Liratini. Look at this. I pulled a dog out of a toilet. And no explanation from her. What was that about? Go to your room. Don't touch Darth Vader, please. Thank you. My wife and I bought a home theater system. If you don't have one of these, you should get it. It's unbelievable. Okay, the big, giant, widescreen TV. There's like 16 speakers, so you get the surround sound. And you got the big woofer on the ground, makes the floor shake when you listen to Jurassic Park, right? And it's got the big rack of stuff, the VCR and the DVD and the laser display and a bunch of other stuff. You don't even know what it is, but it looks fucking great. It's really shiny. Had it for 8 hours, okay? Eight, count them. Actually, it was only 4 hours because the guy was installing for four. So I had it for 4 hours officially, okay? Put the kids to bed. Get a copy of Apocalypse Now. Yeah. Yeah, Dennis Hopper hopped up on coke and 16 speaker stereo surround. That's great. I go to put the tape in. Cling, 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 cling. Won't go in. Cling, cling, cling. Won't go in. Reach inside the VCR. You know what's inside the VCR? Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Smucker's strawberry. I tasted it. Now, I would like to believe that I don't have retards in my family bloodline. I'm hoping it wasn't as stupid as I'm done with this. It goes in here now. I'm hoping it was more thoughtful. Hey, maybe if I put this in here, I can watch the peanut butter and jelly movie. And you can really hear the crunchy parts. So, I wake them all up and I have a little people's court session down in my TV room at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm your host, Ed Koch. Exhibit A, the sandwich. Exhibit B, the VCR. Does anybody have an explanation as to how this could have happened? You know what I get? I get a sea full of dumbfounded faces. My oldest one, my son Jack, steps forward. Dad, maybe... The sandwich was flying around the house. It was flying around the house, and Central Headquarters called them and told them to dock here in the VCR. They docked. No, they didn't. Food does not dock. Pull up your pants. I look over in the corner, the dog is eating the peanut butter sandwich and it's stuck to the roof of his mouth. These are the people I live with. What happened? They wanted a dog. They had the kids. They had a union meeting, apparently. And they came out of the union meeting. They picked a spokesman. It was Jack. We want a dog. Great idea. I love dogs. You know what I pictured? I pictured a big, giant, 7-foot-tall, 350-pound Irish wolfhound, huh? Named Buck. Arr! Gonna have free leases and people to keep him down. No, Buck, put that mailman back. Arr! 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 Buck, the scourge of the Upper West Side. Arr! Arr! But of course, they got the dog while I was away. So we got a little, tiny little black, little faggy, little half Pomeranian, half French poodle, little pound and a half, little thing that's supposed to be a dog. I could throw this dog 60 yards, I guarantee you. Run a post pattern, go out, go, 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 boom! So I go, okay, we can keep the dog, you guys like him, but you know what? We're gonna have a Democratic vote thing on the name. Me and your mom are gonna stay out here. We'll come up with some options. You kids go in that room, come out in 5 minutes with some ideas. Wanna hear their top three ideas that they came up with? Swear to God. Number one, chicken head. I swear to God. Chicken head. Number two, pizza. Number three, fish, not a pagoda, fish. So I go, you know what, go back in the room and come up with some other choices, okay? When we get a chicken, we can call him Chicken Head, okay? But we're not calling the dog Chicken Head. Chicken Head. Chicken Head. Oh, boy. So they come out about 15 minutes later. They really worked hard. They've had an agreement amongst themselves. They have one choice, and they want to name the dog Pongo. The dog from 101 Dalmatians, Pongo. My wife goes, that's a great idea. And I go, hold on a minute with the Pongo. Hold on. Let's face the facts here. Saturday night at midnight in the middle of winter when it's snowing outside, you guys are all going to be asleep. And who's going to be walking Pongo down Broadway, huh? Me, running along Broadway. Pongo, come here, Pongo. No, it's not happening. We're not naming the dog Pongo. Out of the question. Then there was a 15-minute crying. We want to name him Pongo. Well, his name is fucking Pongo. Of course it is. Me and Pongo on Broadway on Saturday at midnight. Come on, Pongo, shit for daddy, come on. Shit for daddy, please. Oh, that's a big one. Thank you, Pongo. Let me get my plastic bag out to scoop it up. Hi. The phone is something you cannot explain to children. I don't know what age it is when they finally pick it up. Probably when they start dating. Maybe that's when it is. But so far, none of the kids in my family have figured out the phone. Even the idea, the theory of the phone. It's always when you're on the phone that they want to talk to you. And you're probably talking to some distant cousin in Killarney. It's probably $17 million a nanosecond. That's when they walk up to you, when you're on the phone. Dad, 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 dad. I'm on the phone. Oh. Dad, 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 what? I'm on the fucking phone. I know fuck is a bad word, but you're fucking making me say it. How many times do I have explained this thing to you? Are you gonna be a grown-up and be 35 years old and go to the office and go, boss, 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 boss? What? Can I have a cookie? That's Leary's kid. Fire him. I want him fired. He's the guy who put the sandwich in my VCR last week. Fire him! Me and their mom have been together now for 15 years. Yeah, well. You can applaud the pain. It's very difficult. It's hard. And let me tell you the key things you need to know to stay together that long. Love, honor, respect. And stay the fuck away from each other, really. As much as you can. Get separate bedrooms if you can. That's the way to do it. Just come out, eat, talk, fuck, go back in the separate rooms. That's the best system I've come up with so far, folks. Don't fucking bump into each other too much. That's what I'm saying. Key thing. And for guys, learn this. Even if you're just gonna be living with a woman, you're not even married to her, give up any thought of being involved in the interior decoration of the place you're gonna live in, okay? Just give it up. And all your stuff, put it in a storage place. Some places you're not gonna see it. You're gonna visit occasionally, okay? All your fucking sports mirrors and your beer mirrors, put them in storage. I've been to Wayne Gretzky's house. He's got 5 MVP trophies. You know where they are? They're in the fucking garage. I go into stores with my wife now, man, forget about it. She'll say, what do you think of those chairs? I think they suck. Too bad we just bought 8 of them, asshole. Let's go. Not that bad. I'd like to tell you more about my wife, but I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed. It's one of the rules.